Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're looking at a prayer focus of learning to serve. And today's topic in that is learning to serve by the Spirit. God tells us that when we are in Christ, when we die to self, when we're buried with Christ, when we rise with Him to live a new life, that we're no longer in bondage to sin. We're no longer in bondage to the law. But rather we should serve in a new way. In the way of the Spirit. I like to think about this as serving with joy. To overcoming the have to. And experiencing the get to. To know that serving is not only a responsibility of those who are in Christ, but it's a privilege. I imagine that there's people in your life that you look up to, that you admire, that perhaps have done a great deal in mentoring you or helping you along your way in life. And maybe it always feels like they're on the giving end and you're on the receiving end. That maybe that's been the nature of your relationship. If no one else, I think of parents. And I know not everyone has had parents or have parents like that, but my parents are that way. They would pour themselves out into their children, into me and my brothers and sister. And because of that, when the opportunity arrives, it's a joy to be able to serve them, to help them. It's not a burden, it's not a law that I have to. It's not simply a responsibility, it's a privilege to be able to do so. And I think we lose sight of that. We lose sight of that in our human relations, within our families, within our church families. We live life at such a pace that we're tired. And serving someone else rarely feels like a joy. It feels more like the responsibility part than the privilege. And sometimes we have ignored it so long as a society that it doesn't even feel like a responsibility. It just feels like an unwanted chore. God says we've been raised to walk this new life. We've talked and prayed about that already. And we continue to do so. But part of this new life is serving in a new way. Serving in the way of the Spirit. Which means our attitude must change. Our mind must change. When Paul writes, he talks about being transformed in our mind. There's this recognition by God that until our mind changes, our actions will remain the same. You've noticed it. The constant bickering and back and forth on social media between two groups of people who have made up their mind and have no interest in having a transformed mind. And depending on which side of the political spectrum that you fall, one side is right, your side, and the other side is always wrong. And it goes both ways. Because no one, or very few, seem willing to open their mind and allow it to be transformed. And we live that way in God's kingdom, and God says that's not right. We make up our mind about people, and we treat them according to what we've made up. And we serve or don't serve according to how we feel. And God's calling every one of us to change the way we feel. To allow His Spirit to not only reside within us, but to influence our thoughts, to motivate our actions, to transform our service. You see, when it's somebody that we value, we rarely have a problem. We rarely have difficulty serving them when the opportunity arises that they have a need. To drop what we're doing and find ways to help. What would happen in the way we serve if we were to value everyone? That their needs were important to us. That we wanted to help them. And granted, we're not equipped to do everything. It's why God put us in a body. He put us in a family. And there are some things that some people will need that we're not able to do. At least I find that in my life. I'm not able to do everything. But some of the most important things that people need are a friend that will listen. That will just sit with them without making things right, without fixing everything. But just listen. I believe that's a task that most of us could do with a little practice. And I believe that when we begin to allow God to transform our mind away from having to serve and towards getting to serve, we'll find that joy. We'll see more opportunities because we're looking for them. And we'll make the most of those opportunities because we want to. And in the process, we end up pleasing God. We end up honoring Him. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to give serious thought to the how and why of your level of service to others. Are there things that you serve in a have-to manner? Your heart's not in it. Perhaps you find yourself grumbling throughout it. Or perhaps you've given up on serving at all. Are there times where you've served because you wanted to? And ask God to help you see clearly how that made you feel. What His Spirit did within you when you allowed Him to lead. And as you examine all of that, ask God to help you know the responsibility of serving, but also know the privilege of serving. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've created us and You know us from the inside out. Fully aware that the law was inadequate to make us do what we ought to do. So You have set us free from the bondage of have to, so that we can serve by Your Spirit. And we can serve with joy because we get to. And Father, as we pray today, may You help us to examine our life and look at those areas of service that we're involved in. And reevaluate why we're serving. Purify our hearts, our motives, our desires. That we would not only recognize the responsibility of serving one another, but that we would discover the privilege of doing so. Father, as we have opportunity today to serve people around us, may we do so with a fresh attitude, a fresh heart, a fresh recognition of Your Spirit within us, leading us and helping us. Father, when we feel and know those promptings of Your Spirit, when we encounter situations that we're reminded of Your Word that compels us to do something, may we serve because we've recognized the leading of Your Spirit and we want to do it. Father, forgive us for all of the times where Your Spirit has been prompting us, where we're in situations where we ought to know the service that You're calling us to and we miss it. Those times where we've looked back and said, oh, I should have done that. I should have stopped. I should have helped. I should have listened. Father, even as we are confident of Your forgiveness for our failures, as we come to You, help us to use those as reminders of how to listen to your Spirit and allow the opportunities to be noticed, so that we would serve by your Spirit, we would serve with great joy. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would know not just the joy and excitement of being served, but they would serve by the Spirit. They would see how you've created and designed and called them for the places that they are. May the parents and mentors and teachers and those that are training up the young people be able to draw on your Spirit and your strength as they serve. I think of the teachers that have worked so hard. And it's been a crazy school year. And so many new and different things, and in-person and virtual teaching, and a mix of both, and some doing one and some doing another, and just so much that it's so easy to become weary. So, Father, I pray that those teachers that are struggling as the school year approaches its end would find rest in you, would find a peace knowing that they're doing what you've created and called them and gifted them to do. And that their serving of these children and families would not only not go unnoticed, but would be enjoyed by them. And not only do you restore the joy of our salvation, but that you would restore the joy of serving. Father, as we live life, there are so many times and opportunities that we have to serve others, and there are also those times where we really need someone to serve us. Help us to care for one another in such a way that those needs are met, that each person would feel valued and loved. Father, today, as we have opportunity, may we look for those times where we get to serve. And when we find them, may we fully serve by the Spirit and allow His joy to fill us. And Father, as we do so, may we lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.